Now back to the challenge you're facing. What are you drawing on now from your on this? You've talked about your faith challenges in the past. What is it you're drawing on as you face this challenge?
Well, I'm drawing on my faith for sure. And I'm drawing also on family. I'm really glad that you asked that question. Every single Friday night, I have 7 grandkids at my house. We play cards. We eat at any given time. I have 7 grandkids who live very nearby. At any given time, they can show up. Actually, today, we have 2 grand dogs who showed up this morning. And I draw and I get a lot of strength based first and foremost on my faith. We have always been very active in the church. I am a person of faith. I have a great relationship with my pastor, and I talk with him regularly. But I also draw on my family. And I am very grateful that a poor kid from Kiowa, Kansas, would have all of the opportunities that I have had. I am so grateful. And to be down in the mouth, to exhibit irrational behavior would be a slap in the face to all the trust that has been placed in me. I intend to face this illness with dignity, with class, and with courage. I intend to be positive. I intend to do the work that I'm doing. I built the online class from scratch. I drew upon my many experiences in my years of experiences. I have been truly blessed. I do believe that I fulfilled what God's mission for me was. And now it is time for me to give back. And I will do that through the online class. I actually started from scratch in writing it. On January 25th, I started that class. And on January 28th, I teach Profiles in Effective Leadership. I draw upon absolutely fabulous speakers like G.T. Miner and others, Chris Binge and Mike Neal, the list, Andrea Eager, the list is endless. Relationships that I am formed, I am here for a reason. I will fulfill my mission on earth. I refuse to play the part of woe is me. I absolutely refuse to do that. I will stay busy. Fortunately, now this disease does not affect cognitive ability. I am very fortunate that I got to go to the Mayo Clinic and I got to find out what is wrong with me. And I pray every day and I have legions of people praying every day for my health and for my ability to cope with this. I'm really glad that you asked that question, John, because I absolutely intend to face this with a very strong reaction, and I intend to be positive. I realize that I am a public figure and that a lot of eyes are on me, but that is who I am.
Yep. And then those who may be listening who are also facing ALS, they take inspiration from what you've just said. How about young students thinking about a career in education? It seems like maybe there doesn't seem to be as many young people that are anxious to become educators. What would you say to them to encourage them to get into education?
That is a great question. It is a wonderful life. It is a fulfilling life. I didn't really intend to go into it, but I was led into it, and I am so thankful. So I would give this message. It is a rewarding career. It is a fulfilling career. It is a career of giving to others, and it is a magnificent career. I am fortunate that as I look back over my life, I would not change a thing. I believe that I followed God's will. I believe that I utilized my capabilities to the fullest. It is a great career, and people ought to go into it because of the rewards.
And a question that I ask all my oral history in my interviews is, how would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a person who genuinely cared about making a difference in this world. That really sums it up. I genuinely cared about making a difference. I listened. I communicated. I involved people in process. I would also like to be remembered as someone who knew how to involve and motivate people to do the right thing for children.
Well, you will be remembered that way. And let me just say how much I admire you in your career, but also the way you're handling this ALS and the fact that nearly 2 hours you've talked with strength, and I'm sure it hasn't been easy. We've understood you, and that you would even do this as I admire a lot. And so this will be listened to by generations to come beyond you and beyond me. And that's why we do Voices of Oklahoma, so that the future generations can learn, and they will learn a lot from listening to you. So I thank you, Keith, on behalf of the community, those professionals, your former staff people, all the people in the education business are joining me right now and saying, thank you, Keith Ballard, for what you've done for our state.
Thank you, John. I have enjoyed this. I appreciate the opportunity. I admire and I respect your work as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you.